I'd like to welcome you to Suava. I'd like to tell you a few words about the history of the local palace and park complex. In order to reach the palace, you should walk along the alleyway towards the lake. You will see the palace on the left, behind the fencing. We will start our story in the second half of the 15th century, when the town of Suava was purchased by the von Rechenberg family. At that time, there was a castle here which was refurbished in Renaissance style in the late 16th century. The remnants of that building can still be found inside the palace. About 100 years later, in the 17th century, the property in Suava was bought by the von Barwitz family. Unfortunately, this new investment didn't turn out good. In 1721, there was a fire which destroyed the property. The renovation changed the design of the residence, which assumed its late Baroque style at the time. In the main staircase in the palace, there are still some original ornaments from the 1730s. During the renovation, an entrance gate was erected, and the 17th century outbuilding was expanded. In the architecture of the building, it is worth noting the rectangular main body and the wing added at a certain angle. The wing is also rectangular. If you look at the building from the front, the wing is on the left. In front of the palace, there is a driveway with the preserved 18th century statue of St. John of Nepomuk. On the other side of the palace, near the lake, there is the former decorative garden. This garden became the distinctive feature of the Suava complex. During the von Barwitz rule, there was a swimming pool in the central part of the garden, and certain interesting additions were made to the flora, e.g. citrus trees. The garden enjoyed well-deserved admiration. In the mid-19th century, the next owner of Suava decided to expand the garden and make it even more beautiful. The garden was designed in Romantic style, according to the dominant fashion at that time. The works were supervised by the famous German landscape architect Eduard Petzold. It's worth mentioning that he was the author of as many as 174 park and garden designs, both private and municipal, from the Netherlands to Turkey. Petzold introduced new exotic and decorative plants in Suava. In the horticultural press, we will find some information to prove that in the late 19th century, one could find even pineapple seedlings here. Apart from the decorative garden, the adjacent park was also designed at that time. In the early 20th century, natural scientists were interested in the fantastic trees around the palace. Apart from the linden alley, you could find black pine, hornbeam, and more linden trees here. Let's now move to more contemporary times. We can't be sure what happened to the palace in the first years of World War II. It should, however, be mentioned that in 1943, the Reich Main Security Office had its archive here, where it kept a few hundred thousand books, magazines, and documents, mainly on the topic of Freemasonry. According to some sources, there may have been 1.5 million books here. The collection was part of Heinrich Himmler's archive. After the war, the books were moved to the University Library in Poznan. There is also one interesting fact from those times, which I would like to share with you. It refers not so much to the palace itself as to the town of Suava. After World War II, the first post office in Western recovered territories was established right here. Mail was delivered twice a week by a messenger on a bike. As for the palace itself, it housed the National Children's Home from the 1950s to 2006. Today, this is a private property. Suava is famous for its annual International Bridge Congress, held in July. There are also numerous other attractions in this town, also for nature lovers. I'd like to encourage you to enjoy a short walk around the park. I hope you'll like it. Have a nice day.